Imagine being entrusted with exhibiting hundreds of works of art simultaneously in one space, making sure that each work be given a chance to shine. All in a day's work for Green Hills Center for North Carolina Art, Director of Curatorial and Artist Programs, Edie Carpenter. She's curated more than 25 exhibitions for Green Hills Center, including the Mother of All exhibitions, the annual Winter Show Invitational Survey Exhibition of North Carolina Art in all mediums. Winter Show runs through January 13th with all of the 400-plus works of art for sale just in time for that perfectly unique North Carolina-centric gift on your holiday shopping list, or maybe a little list for your own home. Edie stopped by to talk about it, and she began by describing two enormous clay works in Winter Show by North Carolina artist Mark Hewitt, a mammoth grave marker piece titled Tiger, Tiger, and an equally impressive vase form titled Flute.
It's not just simply the impact of scale. The larger piece, it's probably almost 5 feet tall. The other one is probably 4.5 feet tall. It's not simply the sense of scale. It's also the glaze, natural glazes, which are salt-fired. These pieces are created through wood-fired kilns, which means that, you know, to keep these large kilns stocked for a firing, you have to have a kind of army of assistants that are stocking the kiln for two nights in a row. The combination of that warm surface of the clay, the perfectly balanced form, the interesting innovations, the combination of the salt fire clay, and one of the grave marker piece has a metallic form on the top, which functions as the cover.
This is amazing, because this is just one artist, and I'm thinking in terms of now 400 pieces of art at Winter Show and a blank canvas. Is it intimidating? I mean, you've done this before, but what's your mindset when you're first viewing this work and assembling this over what's, I understand, is like a 7-month process?
Well, this is the 8th time that I've done this. And admittedly, the first time I did it, it was absolutely daunting. And I don't think there's many curators that would want to take on this project annually. We do have a kind of a worksheet for the exhibition for a kind of distribution between the two-dimensional and three-dimensional works, painting, printmaking, glass, wood, metal, sculpture, and photography. And so we have a certain amount of slots to fill, as if it's a, sort of an orchestra. You want everybody to be able to play together, yet be perceived in their individual creative world. And that's the difficulty of this show. I think that we find the challenge every year is in the installation. You know, a strong artist has a resonance that is individual. And if you bring all these individuals together in a room and not have them scream at each other, that's the hard thing, to give everyone their own space and have the crowd get along. And so that's what we do. And I think that's what we do so well. You walk in and it's an immersion in a kind of orchestrated ensemble that gives me the idea of what, you know, a 19th century salon would be, this kind of total experience with the art.
Green Hills Center for North Carolina Art, Director of Curatorial and Artist Programs, Edie Carpenter. Green Hills Center's annual Winter Show Invitational Survey Exhibition of North Carolina Art in all mediums runs through January 13th at Green Hills Center in downtown Greensboro. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. On Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock during Triad Arts Weekend, you can be a fly on the wall during a curator-to-artist phone conversation when Edie and I chatted up with Asheville-based artist and Winter Show exhibitor Ken Kotara. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.